Sagt Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Truma ist Perik Hei, Mishnah Gimel. Sa Truma Tahira, here we have a Sa of Truma Tahira, Shen Nafla Lemeya Chulin Tmei. It fell into 100 Chulin, but here the Chulin is Tamei. Let's keep Cheshmer. This is exactly the opposite of Mishnah Beis. In Mishnah Beis, we had a Sa of Truma Tmeya that fell into 100 Chulin Tahira. Here we have a Sa of Truma Tahira that fell into 100 Chulin Tmei. So Zakta Mishnah, Tala, just take out one saw, the te'achal that could be eaten. After all, it became bottle. We didn't have the 100 chulin. Give it to the kayin, let him eat it. Elamai, the concern is tuma. So for tuma, there's an eitzah. You can eat it in the kudim, like klayais, dried or toasted, by silish b'mei pei rice, or knead it with juice, aitas chalak l'isais, or divide it into small doughs, where each one is less than a beya, less than the size of an egg, and therefore it won't be makabel tuma. You have to understand the aside of here. How come Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue over here? In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer was so strict with the truma tmeya that fell into meya chul and tahir. Even though it becomes bottle, you have to take out a saw and you have to burn it. And here he says, take out a saw, let the kain eat it. And the answer is, remember how this works. Rabbi Eliezer says, Shani Oimer, Sasha Nafla, he Sasha Alsa. I treat the saw that I take out as the saw that went in. In the previous Mishnah, what went in? Truma Tameya. So the saw that I take out is Truma Tameya. Here, the saw that went in is Truma Tahira. So what I'm taking out is Truma Tahira. So let the Kayan eat it. The only problem you may have is that it fell into Chulin, that's Tameya. So for the Tuma, we have these eight sets because Lamaisa doesn't become Tumah until it's touched by one of the Shiva Mashkin, or it wouldn't receive Tumah unless it was the size of a Beya, so you can just be careful to make smaller doughs.